Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Jeff Richens and Jan Young. And we're going to be talking about the 18th annual Carbon Community Christmas Concert. Jeff, Jan, pleasure to have you in. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So this is always a highlight of Christmas time in the Castle Country area. I mean, it's always so nice to be able to go out and hear just a great choral arrangement of a lot of these songs. So what should people expect this year going into this concert?
Well, if they've never been to this concert before, one of the things that I think surprises people is it's not you go sit in the seats and listen to a bunch of choir numbers. There's narration, yes, but there is audience participation. There are 5 of the 11 numbers, 11 or 12 numbers, that comes from the audience, and they have to sing. They're going to be part of it. Whether they love to sing or they just only sing in the shower, they're going to be asked to sing. But it's all going to be things they know, really common Christmas carols.
And this year we've brought back a little children's choir. They will be singing Star Bright, and Pastor Angela Chacon will be singing the first verse in Spanish. And then the children will sing the first verse again in English.
And you know, that kind of comes into something we talked about a little beforehand. This is being held at an LDS church, but this is really multi-denominational. This is for everyone, and I really love that about this.
Yes, we actually have people in the choir from St. Matthew's Episcopal Church, the LDS churches. Yes, we act, and we have one from the Price Chapel. I don't know where everybody's from, but I know I specifically invited someone from the Greek church and from the Catholic church, and so yeah, whoever comes, and we'd love to see everybody there.
So let's kind of talk about the rehearsal process leading up to it, because that can always be where a lot of these the challenges of putting on something like this can come in. So what was rehearsing for this concert like?
Well, Jeff and I have been to this concert since the beginning, and that was, well, it's not, this year it's the 18th annual, but we really started like 20 years ago.
We had 3 years during the COVID break where we couldn't get together. And so, yeah, we got back together in 23. Now it's 24. So this is the 18th year. So, it's just fun. We've just always enjoyed doing it. The practices, we only have 4 practices leading up to this. And so you've really got, if you're going to be in the choir, you've really got to take that music to heart and spend a little time on your own learning the parts.
And, you know, it's always fun seeing things that, you know, they don't have years and years or months and months of rehearsal time. And I think it makes it all that more special when it gets together and you get just put on a spectacular show like you guys always do with this concert. Now, this is probably going to be the toughest question of the interview. This is like asking someone what their favorite kid is. But what do you have a favorite song from this concert?
I like Mary, Do You Know? It's just, we have 2 that are very soft and slow and meaningful. And then we jump right into O Come All Ye Faithful, which is a Mack Wilberg rendition.
Yes. And we use all different conductors and arrangements and things like that. My favorite is The Carol of the Bells. Because it is both a cappella for parts of it, but it also has accompaniment. And the accompaniment, we have organ, piano. In fact, we have an organ player, 2 piano players at the same time. We have flute players.
And bell players.
All, you know, and it's all mixed in throughout all these different pieces.
Yeah. And it's always fun looking at these concerts and seeing all the different renditions of the music, the different arrangements. Because, you know, you could go in, see on the program that they're performing one of your holiday favorites, but it's a completely different song because of a different style of arrangement for it. And I think that's always super fun with these productions. Now, something else that's really important about this is it's free to go to. This is free Christmas entertainment.
This is free to go to. But be aware, this is not about Santa Claus and snowman. This is all about the birth and the life of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's kind of remembering what the origin of Christmas is here, you know? You got 2 sides. You got the more commercialized side, and you have a side like this where it kind of keeps it close to those biblical origins of the season. And on top of everything, after the concert, you guys are going to serve some light refreshments.
The best cookies in town, let me tell you. So you have to get there and get them fast because the little kids like to go back and get their share.
And there are plenty of cookies.
Yes, there are.
I'm estimating somewhere in the high hundreds of cookies.
Mm-hmm. And there's just something about Christmas concerts and cookies. They just go together like peanut butter and jelly. It's a spectacular combination.
I think we had, what would you say, 300 or 400 people that show up or more?
Yeah, I'm guessing, well, I know with the seating in the church area and the overflow is about 300. We always set up extra chairs into the cultural hall, so we could have upwards of 400 or 500 people.
Now, Jeff, Jan, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I just think it's a wonderful event, and people should come out and support the community choir.
And it's a very relaxing environment. You don't have to be in a dress and a suit and tie. You can come in your comfortable clothes. Obviously, we don't want you in pajamas, obviously. But just come as you are when you're relaxing at home in the evening before you go to bed, because this is a wonderful event. If you've never been, you're going to be just totally pleased.
Well, Jeff, Jan, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Jeff Richens and Jan Young, and we were talking about the 18th Annual Carbon Community Christmas Concert. That's going to be held on Sunday, December 15th, starting at 7 p.m. at the LDS Church, located at 449 North 100 East in Price. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.